This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. It's NFL trade deadline day. The Bengals have traded for running back Khalil Herbert from the Chicago Bears. The Cleveland Browns are waving the white flag. They have moved Za'Darius Smith to the Detroit Lions, who are a prohibitive NFC favorite. So two moves made today, two division moves made today, and you're wondering, hey, Omar Khan, when are you going to get up off your ass? Now, I just saw a tweet. Our boss, Craig Riley, got up off of his backside, Doran, and he posted the quintessential cliched I voted sticker selfie. And I got to tell you, it's the smallest I voted sticker I've ever seen. Did you see this thing?
I didn't. No, let me check it out.
Did he only get half a sticker? It's like the top half of an American flag, and it says I voted. And Craig's not a very big man. That is the smallest sticker I've ever seen. It's almost like, okay, you voted, that's great, but don't pat yourself on the back too much for that. Will you be tweeting out an I voted?
No, of course not.
No?
No, I don't care. I don't want people, who cares?
I don't need people to know that I voted.
No.
I really don't.
No.
I don't think me saying I voted is going to make a single other person want to vote.
No.
Either. Texter. Adam. What is with this buy-the-buy stuff? It's almost as bad as all of Mulsey's stupid little I'm-smarter-than-you sayings, Mark in Pittsburgh. First of all, Mulsey is smart and has a vocabulary that dwarfs mine. And number two, buy-the-buy is something I may well use as a crutch.
Yes.
Yeah. Do I do it a lot?
I don't think so. It's not like you're like sitting there acting like you're smarter than somebody. It's just something that you say.
I don't think I do the I'm-smarter-than-anybody anything.
No, never.
By the by, the bye week, a good time to self-scout. And so I've combed through the audio tape, I've listened to my crutches, and I aim to change my tendencies. Like, the Steelers want to run the ball less on second long, I want to get by the by out of my vernacular. And I'd like to throw the phone number around less than I do. 412-928-9370. It's the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Okay. So, we all want the Steelers to get a wide receiver. I'm afraid they're going to go the Brian De La Cruz IKF route here, and they're not going to get their Jazz Chisholm or Brent Rooker. We'll see. Time will tell. Deadline's at 4. So while we're all worried about the offense and improving there, I think a lot of the second half and the way it goes is going to be on the Steelers' defense too, man. They're 6-2. Second in the league in points against, and you can't really be better. I mean, you would have liked them to knock a pass down against Dallas and be sitting there at 7-1. You'd like to be perfect and have played a better first quarter and a half against Indianapolis. I get those things. You have the highest paid defense in the NFL. You need to be able to score with teams. I get it. Mm-hmm. That's how you win a championship. I'd like to see the Steelers' defense win a game or two against elite offenses in the second half. Like, is that too much to ask?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And I think it's really incumbent upon one guy more than anybody else. I'd like Minkah Fitzpatrick to make more of a splash. He's been good. He helps keep the lid on the defense. But he's one of the highest paid safeties in the NFL, and you don't pay those guys only to keep a lid on things. You pay those guys to affect games tangibly by taking the football away. So for me, it starts with him.
Well, I know one thing. These next two games will tell the story about the defense and where they're at. And, you know, I mean, going against Jaden Daniels, an explosive young quarterback, and that's on the road. Then coming back home and playing against that offense of the Ravens, you'll see what the defense is really capable of during these next two games. It's the best test. If they get through this test, then they could play with clearly anybody and maybe win games against a lot of the opponents going down the stretch of the rest of the season.
You are right about the next two.
I mean, they tell the story about a lot of things.
Baltimore, second in the league in scoring, 31.4 points per game. Washington, third, 29.2 points per game. With a good coordinator in Cliff Kingsbury and a quarterback that does things that no quarterback that we've seen on the Steelers' schedule to this point can do. I mean, Jaden Daniels is special.
Uh-huh.
And he played last week. The whole rib thing, much ado about nothing, was able to put 60 air yards under that football for the Hail Mary. Steelers a 2.5-point underdog at last I checked. Massive test. And I do want to see in one of these games, can you make it look like the other offense is laboring? Because at times against the Giants, they were moving that football. Against Dallas, you know, Dak throws a terrible interception at the goal line, which you give the Steelers defense credit for taking the ball away, but some are giveaways, some are takeaways.
Right.
That to me was a giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go in there against Washington or when Baltimore comes to Pittsburgh and make it look like these offenses need to labor? Like, okay, great. Statistically, you're very good. You pay these guys to win you some games. I want to see the defense find a way to win one of these two games.
I also want to see, like, if it is, you know, kind of my theory of the game plan specific, okay, we'll let this guy beat you if we take away this guy, kind of against the Giants. Like, oh, the run defense looked terrible. The Giants rushed for 150-some yards. But I believe that they were like, we don't want Daniel Jones rushing the football, which mm-hmm. he had under 10 yards rushing, and he usually has like around like 40. And they're like, we'll let the Tracy kid, you know, run all over us. He ain't going to beat us at the end of the day. Like, I do wonder how they're specifically going to game plan for the Commanders and how they're going to specifically clearly game plan for the Ravens. Like, are they going to try to take out the, you know, Derrick Henry? Are they going to let Derrick? Because that's a tough task. They've done it against teams where they're not scared of somebody else beating them. You know, they've done it against teams where it's like, okay, we'll let this guy rush as many, you know, times on us, and we don't fear that will beat us. Whenever you play the Ravens, like, they can beat you in so many different ways. I wonder what's the pick your poison type deal in their game plan against the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm teetering on those Ravens, man, because one side of my brain is screaming, Steelers have won 7 out of 8. Harbaugh's going to outcoach himself, which he tends to do against Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin wants to drag him into a rock fight. He's more often than not okay with obliging. And then the other half of my brain is going, Zay Flowers can catch the ball in traffic like he did at the end of the first half last week, and next thing you know, he's in the end zone.
Yep.
And Rashad Bateman's now their number three receiver, and Deontay Johnson's their number two receiver, though that didn't transpire in that fashion last week. And you've got Derrick Henry, and you've got even Gus Johnson, who now is the second back I think you feel really good about, and you've got likely.
Johnson?
What did I say?
Oh, Gus Edwards, I think, is the guy you're thinking of, right?
Gus Johnson's the announcer.
Big noon. Big noon Saturday.
Noon! Kickoff!
Did it annoy
Ohio
the
State?
World famous Ohio State
I was
State
just
Buckeyes.
About to ask. Sean, so
Maserati Marv.
Did you go to the game or were you watching on TV?
I was watching on TV, unfortunately.
And so the world famous the Ohio State Buckeyes had to have struck a nerve.
Yeah. So, like,
how many times do you think he said it?
15 years ago, I really liked Gus. I cannot stand him now. I get so upset when their games are on Big Noon, because that means I have to listen to him for 3.5 hours.
I still love Gus. I just love the emotion. I like when you have, like, anymore, you get all these cookie cutter broadcasters who kind of paint by numbers and they're very technically sound. I like that he stands alone, that he's different. One of my favorite all time. I'm going to butcher it, but that's okay. Who cares? T.O. is playing for the Bills. And there's a lob into the end zone, and T.O. goes up and snags it out of midair, and he just goes, T.O. up top! Ha ha! Like, that's just great to me. It's outstanding. But the Maserati Mav and the world famous Buckeyes would get under my skin.
Have you ever heard his Stokely call? That crazy tip pass. This was a long time ago. This is probably.
Can you 15. Recreate it like I just
Brandon
did?
Brandon Stokely caught a tip pass. I might have to play it. Have to try to find that.
Yeah, go find them.
But you did say, you know, Gus Johnson.
Instead of Gus Edwards.
I think Gus Edwards plays for the Chargers.
Who's the guy I'm thinking of?
43. I forget his name.
Is it Hill?
Yes, Justice Hill. What?
You're going, and they got, Gus Johnson. Not Gus Johnson, and Gus Edwards, if that's who you're thinking of, isn't he even playing for them?
Well, I knew he was being coached by one of the Harbaughs. Notorious SMB tweets, you guys do great work. It's very comforting to me. Well, we're human, and I say dumb things every day. You think that texter might want to pull back the criticism that I'm trying to sound smarter than everybody else?
Gus Johnson.
Buckhalter right next to him. Orton pumps again to the sideline. Batted off. Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline! Can they catch him? Stokely! Wow! Touchdown! Denver! Unbelievable!
I just imagine Gus Johnson whipping his pants off in pure excitement, or like taking his jacket off and swirling it around his head. He also had the Will Greer touchdown against Texas in 2018 in the final seconds, and he just goes, Greer throws it in the air. Oh! He doesn't even need to tell you the ball got caught or what happened. He just makes guttural noises into the microphone.
Oh, man.
I find it charming and delightful. All right. It doesn't matter where we were. It's just where we're going. Jason LaConfora, a NFL insider from Odyssey, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. He's a perfect guy to talk to today. Rumors all around in the NFL. What are the Ravens trying to do? What are the Bengals trying to do? What's he hearing on Steelers and their search for a wide receiver number two? LaConfora at the bottom of the hour. Coming up next, we'll continue whatever the hell this was. More of our Steelers defensive conversation. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And right now,
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sean Myers headline. Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora joining us at the bottom of the hour on NFL trade deadline day. The Ravens already got their wide receiver Deontay Johnson, and they are now poking around on some players that can help their malign defense. The Bengals defense, no good, but they've added some running back depth, taking Khalil Herbert from the Chicago Bears. Even the Browns got in on the fray, although they're in the sellers camp. They trade Za'Darius Smith to the Detroit Lions. So only one team in the AFC North has yet to do something to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll get to that coming up in a minute. We've been talking about the defense and the challenge presented to this Pittsburgh Steelers D in the second half of the season. And look, I wonder how much some of these issues they've dealt with are schematic or tendency related. I would hope that they continue to use TJ Watt more the way they did last week, move him around a little bit. The Steelers play more cover three than just about any team in football. They blitz very rarely, although they did more against the Giants. I hope that they change some things up schematically in the second half, and I'm wondering if less Beanie Bishop might allow them to do some of that because of the miscommunications that they had early on in the season.
You took the words right out of my mouth, man. I think that with Cam Sutton being back there, I don't know how much he's going to play, but he's going to play. But that may allow them to do some of the things that they really want to do on defense, moving guys around and, you know, showing different looks and ended up in different spots. And also, I think that it does allow TJ Watt to move around whenever Alex Highsmith is in the lineup. I think that that's why they didn't do that whenever, the first how many games or, you know, the how many games that Alex Highsmith was out of the lineup. You don't really want TJ Watt moving around and somebody else, you know, it just doesn't, you know,
now you're
feel
putting
right.
more on Herbig's backup.
Right.
Exactly. Or on Herbig.
Or on, you know, some of the other players. So I think that with Alex Highsmith being in the lineup, you could see TJ Watt moving around. And, you know, this does give them a lot of time to do that, to prepare, to implement things whenever you do trust guys on the back end to, you know, head into this half of the season and look like a different defense whenever you roll out there. So I do think that they're going to change it up a little bit, but still be the same, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much you can change. Like, you're not going to throw out your entire scheme or anything like that. Like, West Virginia just fired their defensive coordinator, and I got friends like, oh, if they play good defense, they won't. They won't. They got the same players. They have the same system. Like, they can't change everything. You look at tendencies and a little bit different player usage, but the bones are the bones, and to this point, second best in the NFL in terms of points allowed. But I am starting to worry that we're going to see a Steelers defense that we've seen the last few years, which is against all of the also-rans, all the have-nots, all the not-great quarterbacks. Okay, second-best scoring defense in the league. When you play the Buffalo Bills of the world, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hoping that's not what we're headed for. Because I actually think, from a personnel standpoint, this is the best defense they've had in a very long time. Like, on paper, there's not a lot of holes here. Like, Dante Jackson's in a fine number two corner. I think Joey Porter Jr. has been kind of up and down, but you believe in him and his trajectory. And with Cam Sutton being in the role that he thrived in with the Steelers, you would expect good things. The safeties are good. You have depth at that position. Your inside linebackers are deeper. Wouldn't mind getting another defensive lineman. But point being, you've got the talent now at just about every position to where the expectation is you don't only play elite-level defense against mediocre teams.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370. Someone just tweeted in this word, and I think it's a good one, and I think it makes a lot of sense here. I said on Twitter that I'm worried the Steelers aren't going to get a move done. And this guy, Chris Rod, Doran, on Twitter, Chris Rod, says it's going to be nothing at all or a defensive player. That I'm sure of. The one thing you can count on the Steelers to have is hubris. That might be my biggest point of criticism coming out of this if they don't get a guy. Is Mike Florio was on the PM team the last couple of weeks talking about the Steelers are, they want a guy, but at their price. Sometimes you have to pay the other guy's price.
Yes.
Oh, no, the Steelers gave up too much. You need to be okay with that. And you watch DeAndre Hopkins go off last night, 8 catches, 86 yards, 2 touchdowns, and he goes for a 4th-round pick. I get that you have to kind of be married to your 4th-round pick and to your 6th-round pick because of the Justin Fields trade.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. You still have a 5th, still have a 3rd. You can trade future picks, so why not a 7th this year and a 4th next year, or a 5th this year and a 5th the fall, things like that, and just go get it done. But this this feels, if they don't get a guy, and I don't want to presume that they won't, but this would feel, if they don't get a guy, more like the old way of operating from the Steelers, when all offseason long, and really since Omar's been the GM going all the way back to the Chase Claypool trade, it seems like they've got a different MO. And I was hoping to see more of that. I'm still hoping to see more of that at this deadline.
Yeah, I just don't think that they're just going to do it just to do it, though. I feel like they've had their eyes set on, two or three guys that they missed out on, and that doesn't mean that just because they missed out on the guys that they wanted, you know, for their price, are they just going to, you know, just throw their hands up and get somebody like Darius Slayton?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Well, okay, so let's get to that then. Who would be a guy just to get a guy, and who would be a guy that really helps you?
A guy just to get a guy is Mike Williams.
Yeah.
That's just to get a guy. Like, I don't know how much better Mike Williams would make this wide receiver core. I really don't. He's with Aaron Rodgers and can't get stuff done. So I just don't think that he's that of an effective wide receiver that could really, really transform this team. Now,
is Thielen just a guy?
He's a stable guy. Like, he's more stable. Like, you know that he's like a number two. It's just, can he stay healthy?
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to be hurt? So, like, you don't want to just get a guy just to get a guy and you have injury concerns. But a guy, you know, I mean, like, and then what's the second part of the question is, a guy to go get, like, for real?
Yeah, like, who's a guy, and who's just a guy?
A guy would be DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Like, Tyler Lockett. That's a guy. That's a guy that can come in here as soon as he puts his feet on the ground, can be effective. Like, in transform.
I think Slayton is closer to guy than just a guy.
Absolutely.
That still is the one that I want. And he's tweeting out weird stuff last night, and had a Giants beat writer on 2 weeks ago, and he said he didn't think it would cost a pretty penny to go get him. That's the guy, because it's not going to cost a lot. He's, for my money, a Deontay Johnson clone without all the headaches. Makes you a lot better at number two. If you're missing number one George Pickens for a game or two, you are losing something, no doubt. But not all is finished without George Pickens in that regard. I would be fine with Thielen. I'd be fine with Jacoby
Myers. You're going to say Brissett?
I was going to say Jones. Not that many Jacobys. I get the, and I'm worried about the guy to get a guy thing, because all the names that have been thrown around, that got you thinking pie in the sky stuff. So, like, Mike Williams for a seventh round pick.
Well, they just really are unlucky, too. I mean, look at Christian Kirk.
But trade from earlier, you know?
I agree.
Like, Jacksonville sucked. Jacksonville sucked for a long time now, and we keep shipping Jacksonville overseas. This team blows. We know it. We don't even want to subject the American population to these guys. We're just going to ship them to Munich again. They're over there again, I think, this weekend. Like, just leave Christian Kirk behind.
No, the game is this weekend, I think.
It's not Jacksonville?
No, it's worse. It's the Giants and the Panthers. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's so bad.
Now I have to chase the shiny object here and look this up.
I think it's the Giants and Panthers. That's so bad.
Oh, my God.
Is it?
Yeah, don't. I hope they haven't left and have Darius Slayton with them.
True.
Leave his ass here in the States. Oh, my God. New York at Carolina. I've seen the commercials.
So did I.
And it's like, some guy, not with a German accent either. Like, they're playing in Munich, and you've got, I believe, a guy with a British accent. It's like, I can't do a British accent now when I need one. Have your crumpets and watch New York and Carolina.
Guten Morgen.
Right.
That's what you want to hear?
You know what I'm going to do instead? Sleeping!
That's awful game.
All those games do, they send bad teams over there. Like, when the Steelers played in London, they were winless against the winless Vikings. They send bad teams over there, and all this winds up doing is mean that I accidentally play a guy in fantasy that I didn't want to play.
Yes.
Because I forget to set my damn lineup.
Yep.
Because I take my mid-morning dump at about 11 o'clock, which is perfect time for lineup setting. 11:30 when all the inactives come out, and no, the ship has sailed because the Giants and Carolina are playing halfway across the globe for no friggin' reason.
Oh, what an awful game.
Anyhow. Not to digress. Can you do a British accent there, Sean? I couldn't get
I'm
one.
I'm so bad at accents. That's. I mean, I think I'm hilarious, but I'd be so much funnier if I could do accents. I just, it's the only thing I'm missing.
I can't get one to come out.
I'm trying. I gotta hear something. I can do it. I can't hear it right now.
Good morning, Governor. That kind of thing. All right, Jason Lockenfora saves the show. Coming up next, Odyssey NFL Insider on a big day, a busy day for NFL insiders. The NFL trade deadline fast approaching. It is 7.5 hours away. Math. Right now, it's a Sean Myers fan headline. It's trade deadline day in the NFL, and so we are very pleased to be joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. The Browns have shipped Za'Darius Smith to the Detroit Lions. The Bengals have taken Khalil Herbert from the Chicago Bears. What are the Ravens up to today? Jason, what are they looking into? A little defensive upgrade or two? They've already added Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, look, I think they're going to absolutely add to the defense. Shame on them if they don't. You know, a Jadeveon Clowney reunion would make some sense. This was another week where they didn't get to the quarterback. I mean, if you look at some of the box score, like, they got some sacks late. They were playing with a huge lead. It was Bo Nix in garbage time. But their pressure rates in the first half, while this was a football game, were really low, you know. And they took David Ajabo a couple years back in the second round and, you know, we'll redshirt him for a year. You know, everybody remembers, looked like a top 10 pick at Michigan, has a terrible injury at his pro day. He's a healthy scratch every week. Adafe Owe is a guy. He's a guy you get in the third or fourth round, not a guy you take in the first round who you think is going to replace Matthew Judon. Like, that hasn't worked out. And Kyle Van Noy had a three-week stretch. He was shot out of a cannon early this season. But he's really regressed and shown some of his age, and he's probably playing too much. Nnamdi Madubuike is not having as strong of a season as he did a year ago, in part because I think the edge group is not doing anything. And they have a free safety issue as well. And you know what? They could use a linebacker like your old guy, Spillane, to settle things down with Roquan Smith. The Roquan Smith, you know, Trenton Simpson thing, it ain't close to the Roquan Smith, Patrick Queen thing. So, you know, do you go get Jordan Hicks? There's a lot of veterans out there on teams that aren't going anywhere who at least I think could form a little bit of a better linebacking tandem. So, you know, Tyrann Mathieu. Where are the Saints going? What are the Saints doing? I mean, there's things they could try. I don't know that they're going to be really bold, but they better do something.
How bold do we think that the Bengals are going to be? They just traded for Khalil Herbert, a running back. But on defense, do you see them, you know, exploding in the market?
I mean, you know, adding a body, you know, like a Dietrich Wise kind of a thing. Like, could they do some things to fortify their D-line? I think so. You know, Calais Campbell would be an interesting name for them. Calais Campbell might be an interesting name for the Ravens, another reunion guy. But, you know, B.J. Hill dinged up again. Like, they have gotten a little bit better defensively, but I think there's still some areas you can exploit there. They haven't been stout always against the run. Again, a little better now than it was in September for sure. I don't think they're going to add major salary. You know, I don't think it's going to be anything like overly significant. But, yeah, that's another team. Adding some bodies to their defense would make some sense.
Jason Lockenfora joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. All right, now to the Steelers and to wide receiver. We've done this all off season. We've done this every week during the season. Mercifully, it all comes to an end today. Yeah. Does it come to an end today, Jason, with the Steelers acquiring a wide receiver?
I think so. You know, I think so. You know, Adam Thielen, I mean, I guess it just depends how much you want to add a body. You know, I know Mike Williams is somebody who there's some interest in, and that might be the best you could do. you know, the Saints, some of those contracts are pretty complicated. You're dealing with players with some serious injury histories. I just don't know. You know, Christian Kirk, unfortunately, the Jags didn't trade him to Pittsburgh or somewhere else when they should have 2 weeks ago. You know, he got hurt. It's been a little bit dwindling returns there, and a lot of guys have already been dealt at that position. But I know the will is there. You know, I know the want is there. It's not like they're a difficult team to deal with or they have unreasonable expectations. Sorry, I got to get this dog in 2 seconds. He's killing me.
It's all good.
I don't know how much you guys can hear, but I thought he was going to sit outside and enjoy the sun. But yes, you know, and will Mike Williams end up maybe costing more than he should? Yeah, but I also don't know, even with Lazard beat up, you know, how the Jets are going to manage that wide receiver room.
Are any of the guys in Seattle available, do you think?
Well, a lot of people are calling on DK Metcalf. There's no two ways about it. You know, John Schneider really likes him. He's one of his favorite players, the GM out there. But they played Tyler Lockett, and they probably wish maybe in hindsight they didn't, but they did. And Jackson Smith and Jigba is their best receiver, and they're going to have to pay him. And the defense needs help. And they got a rookie head coach, and they didn't make any splashes in the offseason. They didn't make any significant moves. You know, it was kind of about playing the long game. Well, yeah, that injury isn't very significant. And he's probably he would be the best guy to get moved at the deadline. And there's still a handful of teams who really would like to add a wide receiver and add one of some significance. So, yeah, I mean, I wrote about this in the Washington Post a week ago or so. I think the calls have only intensified. And he's a difference maker. I mean, that body type, what he can do, the spatial awareness of the sidelines and the body control and the physicality, I think he'd be a great fit in this division. I think he can play AFC North football. So I'm sure they're having conversations. Where it goes, we'll know for sure in the next, 7 hours?
Jason, we appreciate the time. Good luck with the dogs, and I know it's a busy day for you, so appreciate your time.
All good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Take care now. We'll talk to Jason Luck on 4 coming up next Tuesday at 9:35, and he, of course, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, in the Huddle Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. I haven't really thought much about the DK Metcalf thing, because this offseason his name was thrown around, but not by really anybody credible, and right. It seemed like any time it was, it got shot down. You know, Jason's tapped in. It won't be for lack of trying. Sounds like they're taking a lot of calls on Metcalf.
That would be, like you said, difference maker. If the Steelers got that done, I mean, watch out. Seriously. I mean, and especially with the, you know, rapport that he has with Russell Wilson. If they get that done, like I said earlier, that to me signifies that Russell Wilson probably would be back next year with DK Metcalf. And I'd be okay with it. I think that's the, like, if you get that guy, yeah, we're talking some serious Steelers moving forward. Serious.
You would be asking for all kind of hype and smoke, baby, and of course that's what you want. Now you add DK Metcalf, and now you got Pickens. In the way that Najee Harris is running the ball.
I mean.
And Jalen Warren's back and healthy. And you're going to need Cordarrelle Patterson. And you're going to need Zach Frazier back. Like, if you don't win the division, massive disappointment. If you got a guy like that.
I mean, DK Metcalf would be the equivalent of the Ravens getting Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Be the same thing.
And the Steelers' offense on no planet can be compared to the Ravens' offense. I know the Steelers' offense has been much better. The Ravens are in a different world. But the Steelers are better on special teams. They're way better on defense. And if you add a DK Metcalf, you should be able to score with the Ravens.
Yep.
Absolutely. You should be able to score with anybody at that point. Look, if they're open for business in Seattle, too, I am circling back on Tyler Lockett, too. If I'm Omar Khan, I'm having conversations about both of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tyler Lockett, yeah, $30 million cap hit next year, but $10 million in real money. Like you can make that work, and he's still, he's like drinking from the fountain of youth, man.
Yeah.
Like he's in his mid-30s, and he's having a heck of a season. He's on pace for about 1,000-plus yards this year. We'll get more to the wide receiver talk when we come back, and then tomorrow we'll react to whether or not they get a wide receiver, and then, my God, we're done with it. We're done with it. My brain's bleeding. My ears are bleeding. My heart hurts.
Yep.
I'm tired of it.
Yep.
I'm tired of the wide receiver talk. I'm tired of the political ads. Tomorrow, a brave new world. But next segment isn't. And you can give us a ring if you want to on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And also in the last segment, math that matters, Doran. Oh, yeah.
First, but Crowley math?
No, someone did the math for me.
Okay.
Yep. But first, a Sean Myers headline. Fifty-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We had Jason LaConfora on in the last segment. Odyssey NFL Insider saying teams are calling on DK Metcalf. We'll see if he gets moved. Diana Russini reporting that after the Bengals got Khalil Herbert, that Cincinnati not done. Continuing to look around the league for an addition on defense. And here is social media's biggest loser, Doran. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. It is Jerry Jones, who just finished up with his radio segment in Dallas and announced that Dak Prescott's going on IR, so a minimum 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, says that the 3-5 Cowboys are buying, not selling, and says they are trading for a wide receiver.
Huh.
So they've entered the wide receiver trade chat.
Interesting.
Buying at 3-5 when your quarterback goes on IR. I'm not suggesting you have to sell, but I don't know why you would give up any assets. What are you gonna win games with Cooper Rush to keep you in this thing for 4 weeks?
They have before.
Yeah, but now they're losing with Dak.
Yeah.
You're losing with Dak. You think you're gonna win with Cooper Rush? I don't know, man.
Gonna get Parsons back.
Right.
Pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, and you're kind of pot committed because you just paid Dak and you paid
CD
and you got Parsons. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He went on to say, we are going to get a player we really like at wide receiver. So says they're going to get one.
Well, they clearly messed up in not getting Derrick Henry, not even entertaining that. That's where this all lies. Like, they could have Derrick Henry. He trains in Dallas. They never even picked up the phone.
He would have transformed their whole deal out there.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Does the name Jason Bourne do anything for you? Would he interest you?
Jason Bourne, the movie?
Kendrick Bourne.
Oh my God.
That's who I kind of feel like, that's what the Steelers are going to do today. They're going to get like a Kendrick Bourne action movie star, or they're going to get a Mike Williams. That's my third one today. Oh, here you go, Doran. The Cowboys have made a trade for a wide receiver. Jonathan Mingo.
Mm.
Does that do anything for you?
Nope.
12 catches, 121 yards this year for Jonathan Mingo.
Mm.
Had 418 yards last year.
Jason Bourne.
Okay, so maybe he's not that dumb, because I can't imagine, Jerry Jones I'm talking about, I can't imagine you gave up a lot for Jonathan Mingo from Carolina. Jason Bourne. I'd say it's an all-timer. It's not even number one today.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gus Johnson. Gus Johnson got me.
It's been all downhill from there. It's been a bizarre second half of the show. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, though. We'll have the deadline to break down. We'll have Doug Whaley on from 9 o'clock until 10, Ray Fittipaldo. And we'll start looking ahead maybe a little bit to the Washington Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else? Oh, yeah, math. I teased math. We will eventually pay attention to these things at the end of the season, so why not do it briefly now? Pitt jumps from 38th to 32nd in KenPom after their victory over Radford. West Virginia jumps from 87th to 75th. I said it yesterday. When you play bad teams, beat them by a million. That's what Pitt did. It's what kind of cost them last year, not making the dance. So I pay attention to the math right now.
There we go.
There we go. All right. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
It was a pleasure working with you guys.
And he's done. Yes, we got Charles Borges the next 2 days, and I have no idea who's going to be on Friday.
Probably Jason Bourne.
Yes, or Gus Johnson.
I'm on Friday.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here. The Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Unseasonably warm today with some sun. A high of 82.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.